It is member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, all things considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. And we had a really special guest who was on with us this week, Dionne Warwick, doing the Blue Note through Sunday. And what a wonderful person. She said, you know what, come back and we'll do another little chat after the first one on the phone. And that's what we have right here, a very special thing on our Friday that we have together. Thank you so much, Dionne, for being our guest.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me again.
It is a huge thrill, and you're so welcome. You know, I was watching the whole family affair, the way you describe it up there on stage, and it is incredible. For folks who come to the show, you'll see she has a whole bunch of family members who are going to be performing with her. Is that partially influenced by the fact that when you were young, you had a very similar familial exposure to music through your own family?
Absolutely, and it's wonderful to know that my grandbabies are as interested in music, period. Not necessarily performing, but the music end of it. I think music is a vital part of everybody's life, and it's good for the soul.
And do you see yourself, though, as playing the role of why they're so... I mean, listen to them sing. They just unload like cannons up there.
Yeah, they do. Well, the old saying, the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree.
Right, and it's just a great tribute to the way when you were young, the same sort of stuff happened to you. And even like you told that great story of being backstage at the Apollo when they came looking for a singer. I mean, and that was a family thing there, too.
Sure was. It was during a gospel caravan and my mother's group, the Drinkard Singers, which were my aunts and uncles, her siblings. And like I said, all I knew was music, and it's a part of me.
It's a part of a lot of the people listening to hear your voice. You talked about playing with Bob Marley at Madison Square Garden the other day on the air. What are some other stages, maybe venues, that are so unusual where you think, wow, I don't believe I'm here?
Oh, wow. It's the Palladium in London, the Royal Albert Hall in London. I have been truly blessed, in fact, to have been invited to sing in these halls.
White House experiences. I know there's some White House experiences through the years.
You know, there are many presidents that I had the pleasure of singing before. And Reagan, you saw me with Johnson.
Wow.
You saw me with...
You ever sing for Obama?
Yes, I have. In fact, he sang to me.
That's pretty special.
It sure is.
And when we think about Obama, born here in Honolulu, and another guy who's really big here in Honolulu, has had big all over the world, of course, Elvis Presley. I have to get you to tell, a couple of years ago when you were on, you told the fantastic story. And when you told it, the thing that really I'll never forget is you said this was the most exciting experience that ever happened in your life.
Yeah, you know, I was performing in Vegas at the same time that Elvis was performing. He was at the Hilton, which was known as Hilton at the time, and I was at the Sands Hotel. And Jack Entrada, who ran the Sands Hotel, happened to be going to his opening night. And I told him I wanted to go. And he said, you can't go because you have a show to do. I said, I want to go. And he always treated me like I was his daughter, so I just went into daughter land on him. And he relented. He darkened the room that night, and I went to the show with him. And after the show, well, let me back up a minute and let you know the relationship. The Sweet Inspirations, who are my family, happened to be part of the backing group on stage with him. And I had gone to his rehearsal, and I said hello to him, and he was very nice to me. After the show was over, we went backstage to say hello again, and he did something that was so, I'll never forget it. He decided to put a photograph of himself inside of every single album that was on any music store in Vegas, of himself in my albums, and he made the announcement from the stage, you buy Dionne Warwick album, you get a photograph of Elvis Presley. I don't think I sold more albums ever in Las Vegas at that time. It was one of the most magnanimous things I could think of happening to me.
Right. What a generous thing to do. And did you ever get a chance to thank him? I mean, Elvis Presley does this for you. What did you tell him?
I sure did. Fortunately, we became friends. We lived in the same area in Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, he asked me who my throat doctor was, and I told him. And he said, well, I need to find a doctor for Lisa Marie. I said, what's wrong with her? She has to have her tonsils out. I said, oh, my kids had just had their tonsils out. I said, oh, Dr. Edward Cantor. He's the only doctor that could ever do a job like that. He's brilliant with children. And from that day to this, you know, if he was still alive, we'd still be saying, hey, how you doing?
Wow, what a personal connection. It all developed from that experience when the Sweet Inspirations had been backing him.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And you had never really gotten to interact with him prior to that gig in Vegas, even though your family was working. Had they just started that gig or something recently?
They'd been on the road with him for quite a while. Yes.
And you just had, and by just chance, you had never come across meeting him until then?
No, not at all. We just happened to be in Las Vegas performing at the same time.
Final question before I let you go. That's a cool story. You've added quite a bit of detail to the Elvis story. Dionne Warwick again talking with us during her Blue Note run of dates through Sunday. As I said to you in the other day, it's a career of partnerships. Yeah, not a lot of people. Everybody has a partnership of different kinds, but you've had many with so many different people, as we were mentioning. Whether it's hosting a TV show with Glenn Campbell and CCR there with you and Bert, whether it's singing with Tina, whether it's working with Smokey Robinson. I mean, we could be here all night thinking about all the cats that you've gotten to work with. There are probably some, though, that are really special to you. Maybe you don't have those people anymore, or maybe that experience is one that helped shape your career. You like to mention them because maybe you hope their spirit will know that you're paying tribute to them still. What are the ones, maybe just a couple of highlights in your eyes from your view, not things that I may have suggested, but that give you a lot of satisfaction to say, yep, I did do that with so-and-so?
You know, it's the case of all my mentors. I was a truly blessed young lady. I had the pleasure of being around the icons of our industry. And those that I was around just embraced me. I became their baby. Lena Horne, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Diane Carroll, Sammy Davis Jr., who I love and miss him so terribly, Frank Sinatra, who I endeared myself to, and he endeared himself to me. I call him Poppy, and we share the same birthday. Dean Martin, George Burns, Bob Hope. I mean, they all just embraced me, and I became their baby.
It's a great tribute to a bunch of heavy cats. You answered it just like I could have wanted. I hope this wasn't a hassle. I hope you had a good time. I really appreciate getting to connect with the great Dionne Warwick in person here through Sunday at the Blue Note. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by. Just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you, I'll break down and cry. Walk on by.
Stop.
Walk on by.
Stop.
Walk on by. Broken and blue, walk on by, walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. So let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Oh, walk on by. believe you never see the tears or cry.
Don't stop.
Now you really gotta go so